You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Money is a solution to some problems. Walmart is using it to untangle kinks in its supply chain. The largest retailer in the U.S. is raising starting pay for drivers of long-haul trucks. It'll be $110,000 a year to start, up from $90,000, which was already at the high end of the industry. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Well, David, we know there's a worker shortage and wages are going up, but Walmart's pay hike for heavy truck drivers is above and beyond the national average in terms of wage increases in the last year. The headline-grabbing number, $110,000 a year, is the high end. The low end of their salary range is $95,000. And I looked for some comparisons, a bit apples to oranges, because government data is for average wages, not starting salaries. But still, the average pay for a commercial pilot is only a bit more than the top-end starting salary Walmart is offering for truckers. That's how much they need them.
And it's not just the surging economy creating such demand for drivers?
Right. It predates the pandemic and has gotten worse. Competition is fierce right now for people who can drive 18-wheelers across state lines. A lot of those drivers tend to be older. It's a tough job. So more tend to retire in a year. And with the pandemic, fewer new recruits went through trucking schools in 2020. By one estimate, there's a shortage of some 80,000 truckers. Now, there's still 2 million on the road, but it's a shortage. And to give you an idea of how serious a shortage that is, the infrastructure law Congress passed includes a provision to let teens drive trucks across state lines. Before that, you had to be 21 at least. So they're trying to find new recruits, and Walmart is throwing money at the problem, David.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.